Hi, thank you for calling OMAX. My name is Cindy, and how can I help you?
Hi, Cindy. This is Glenn Ross calling. I have been having an issue with a product that I ordered from you. I ordered the roll-on extra strength.
Hold on for one moment if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay, thanks so much for holding. What's
Sure.
your What is your email address, please?
Gwen, the RN,
I'm sorry.
GWEN.
It sounded like you said Glenn.
Yes,
Okay, G.
GWEN.
Oh, Gwen.
Yes.
Okay, I have GWEN.
THE
TAT.
RN. THE,
Oh.
THE RN. I'm a
Okay,
nurse, Gwen the RN
Glenn the RN.
at Comcast.net.
Okay. Comcast.net. All right, hold on for one moment. Let me pull up your information. Be right with you. And it's funny because it sounded like you were saying Glenn, GLEN. And I'm like, well, I know this is a female. One moment.
Sure.
Sometimes it's funny when the calls come through. And I can hear you, but it's weird sometimes how it comes through over the line.
Yeah.
Okay, let me pull up your information. When the RN at Comcast, let's see if it comes up. Okay, and is your name Gwen Ross?
Yes.
Okay, and I do have the account pulled up. And then verify for me, please, your address.
88 Bushy Hill Road, Ireton, Connecticut, 06442.
Okay, yes, that's the information that I have. And how can I help you?
So I had ordered the pack of three of the roll-ons, extra strengths, back on November 17th, I think it was. And
Yes.
I sent several emails stating, that I hadn't received the product. And I also had a chat with somebody. And they said they were going to work on trying to find it for me. And I got something in the mail that was a letter from the Postal Service and the front tag of the package with just my address on it and stating that Springfield, Massachusetts center where it had been sent had received the package with no contents.
Oh, wow.
And I had emailed all this information to you guys as well with all the pictures. And I still got an email saying that my package and product have been delivered. And I have no product.
Okay, so.
So I called my bank and they put back in the $75. But I haven't heard anything from you guys regarding that you've, like, I have no communication with you. Nobody's answering any of my emails.
Any of your emails. Okay, and I do apologize for that. Let's see. And I'm just looking to see if there's any kind of notation on the account or anything like that. Okay, I'm going to place you on a brief hold. And
Sure.
I just want to make sure we're on the same page. And what is your biggest concern? Because I guess, do you still want to place an order?
Well, my biggest concern is that I would like to get this product, but I don't want to order it again and have a month of waiting for the product and no. Not having any communication or You'll be answering my emails. I feel like I'm in Never Never Land.
Okay, I definitely understand. And did you say your bank refunded you the charge?
Yes, because I called and filed with them that I had been charged the $75 way back in November, and I never received the product, and I was not getting any communication. I was getting no communication back from you guys regarding what was being done with my product.
Okay.
So,
and then when you received the product, you received an empty package.
No, what I received was an envelope with a note from USPS.
Okay.
From Springfield, Massachusetts, is I guess where the product had been sent to, one of the centers. And the letter states, and I emailed this to you guys, the pictures of the letter and everything, that they received the package from you guys empty.
But nothing
there
in it.
There was no product in it.
Okay.
Nothing. It says no product. I don't have the letters in my phone that I'm on. But so they sent me the letter from them, and they clipped, you know how the packaging is like the envelope with the squishy envelope that you put the product in with
right.
the bubble wrap on the inside? So they clipped out the front address, like the USPS sticker with my address on it and everything. From that you guys had put on the package, and all I got was that sticker on that part of the envelope and the letter. I got nothing else. I didn't even get an empty package. I just got my address sticker clipped out of the envelope.
Wow. Okay, and it came from Springfield, Mass. Okay.
Yeah, some distribution center.
And then when you and who did you email? What email address?
The one that's
was it care at omaxhealth.com?
Hold on 1 second, I can go
okay.
to my email. Yes, care at omaxhealth.com.
Okay, so let me
the
reach
email
out.
Yeah, the email attached to my order that says your order is on its way. Yeah,
okay.
If you have any questions, reply to this email or contact us at care@omexhealth.com.
Okay. All right. Let me reach out to my supervisor, okay? One moment, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm still here. Okay, one moment.
Okay, sure.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, so I reached out to two people, but I think I'm going to ask this person, my supervisor who trained me first, before I go to the next person. Okay, one moment. I'm just getting ready to type all this information you provided me with, okay? One moment. And what I'll do, I'll give her your email address so she can kind of look at it too. Let's see.
Okay.
Gwen, the RN at Comcast.net. Okay, hold on for one moment, okay? Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
And I'm still here, okay? One moment.
Okay. Yep.
Okay, so I think I provided her with the information that you shared with me. And now I'm just waiting for a response. Okay, one moment.
Okay, sure.
Okay, so I can tell she read it. So now I'm just waiting for her to respond. So I pretty much told her in a nutshell what you told me. Okay, she's typing now. Let's see what
Can
she
you see
says.
any of those three emails that I sent to this email address?
No, see, I can't see that, but she might be able to. That's why I went on and sent it to her because I was just trained on this particular campaign.
Okay.
And she's the one that trained me, so
Okay.
I asked another supervisor who can assist me with this call, and they gave me another like a representative, and I'd rather speak with a manager, a supervisor. So
Yeah.
that's why I didn't send it to her. I sent it to the
Okay.
person that trained me, and she's typing now. So we'll get everything resolved. Hold on for one
Okay.
second.
Sure.
But I just wanted to make sure I had all my ducks in a row, and pretty much I told her that you did receive a letter from this from the distribution center. There was no contents in the package. You
Right.
emailed Omax Health several times and never got a response. So you
Yes.
disputed the charge with your bank. You were given a refund, and I just asked her, how do
Yes.
I proceed? So she's
Yeah.
typing some information in now.
Okay.
I think that was pretty much to the point, huh?
Yes, it was. Yep.
And I did see the order was placed on the 17th of November, and I sent her your email address so she can review the account too. So we both have it on the screen.
Okay.
So she's typing, then she stops. So she's probably doing her due diligence too. Okay, one moment.
Sure. Yep.
And the only concern, I wonder if she can see the email. She might have to reach out to corporate because since you disputed the charge and you were given a refund, I don't know if the
Right.
system will let me place another order, but she'll let me know. Okay, one moment. Okay, she says with the refund being provided, no reship. I wasn't going to reship it. One moment.
Sure.
One second. Okay, so I was just letting her know I wasn't going to reship it. Do I just place the order again? Okay, so hold on. Let's see what she says. Okay, so she hasn't looked at it yet, but one moment.
Yeah.
You're welcome. I guess she's multitasking. Because I can tell when she's read it, but she hasn't as of yet.
Okay. I don't know if the three pack was a special that you guys had in November, or because I went back to the website and I didn't see anything like that. I thought I
saw really?
Like, yeah.
Three pack cryo freeze hemp CB. Okay. Let me look in our directory of products. Let's see. It's the, is it the roll-on?
Yeah, extra strength.
Let's see. One extra strength, okay. $34.95. Okay, one moment. She hasn't looked at it yet. Hold on for one moment. Because it looks like for one roll-on, it's $39.95. I wonder if that was a special or something that we had.
Three-pack CryoFreeze Hemp CBD Roll-On Extra Strength was $75.
Oh, okay. Did you purchase it with a representative, or did you purchase it online?
I purchased it online.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it might be a special that they had online. Let's see. Let me see. Let me type hello, because she hasn't looked at it yet. Have you ever placed an order with a representative?
No.
Oh, okay. You might. Okay, she looked at it. Hold on. I typed hello. She kind of left me hanging, so let's see what she's saying. Oh, she says, hold on for one second. And she might. Hold on for 1 second. Let me see if I could take a screenshot of it. Let's see. Okay, so I took a screenshot of the account and I sent it to her. She looked at it, so now I'm just waiting for a response. She's taking calls too, so that's why. And I apologize for the delay. I figured she was multitasking.
So who typically would get these emails and like look at them and respond?
Right. I'm sure they have a team for customers that place online orders, and you never got any type of response.
No, I sent 3 emails and chatted with somebody.
Okay. Let me add that too. Okay, so I just sent that additional information too that you shared with me. Okay, it's from the online store. If I'm not mistaken, you might have to place the order again through the online store. Has this ever happened before?
No, I got one of the extra strength roll-ons, I don't even remember, a couple months ago to see, to try it.
Right, I see, and it was done in September.
And it worked on my knees. So then I ordered the 3-pack, and then I just never received it. So both of my orders were done online.
Oh, okay. Because I see the first order that was done the 13th of September.
Yep.
$31.96. Okay, hold on for one moment. Let's see. She did respond. You can place. Okay, so she said I could place the order. Let's see.
So I would still get the 3-pack for $75?
Let me ask her one moment. And she's responding. One moment.
Sure.
Okay, so she said whatever the current price would be for a 3-pack. Let's see. Okay, so let's see if I can do this one moment. Okay, Cryo Freeze CBD. One moment, roll on, extra strength. Okay, so I have cryo-free CBD roll-on and cream duo. That's not what you want. Cryo-freeze hemp CBD roll-on extra strength. Okay, let's see. Okay, I have extra strength, 2 bottles. I have extra strength, 2 bottles for $69.95. I don't see anything for, you said 3 bottles for $75.
Yeah, it says 3-pack. I'm looking at my order that I have on my email.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 3-pack cryo freeze hemp CBD roll on extra strength.
Mm-hmm.
$75.
Okay, and see, it doesn't look like we have that.
Okay.
I have Cryo Freeze Extra Strength Roll On and Cream Duo, but that's not what you want.
No.
I
just want the hemp CBD Roll On Extra Strength.
Okay, let's see. Let me go back. There it is. Cryo Freeze Hemp CBD Roll On Extra Strength. And then, let's see. Let me click that. Extra strength. Check that out. Extra strength. One moment. Extra strength. 2 bottles. Okay, so I can get you extra strength 2 bottles for $69.95.
All right, I think I'm gonna wait since it's not like a special or anything right now.
Okay.
But I just wanted to make sure that you guys knew that. You know, I got the email stating that my order had been delivered when it really hadn't been. So I didn't want you to think I got your product and got my money back, because that's not what happened.
Right, I understand. Then what I'm going to do, I'm going to notate the account too. So just in case you have to call back in, they'll see that as well.
Yeah, product was not received.
Let's see.
Even though I got the email saying that it did. And that's why I sent the email to you guys with the pictures of the letter from the distribution center.
Okay, so let me add a notation. One moment, okay, I'm going to place you on a brief hold. One moment. And I'm being a little more specific so that way they'll know exactly what happened on the call, okay? One moment.
Okay.
And you were given a refund of $75. Let's see. Okay, I think I updated everything that you shared with me, and I added that you have sent an email 3 times and a live chat, and it was never resolved. So that's why
right.
You ended up just contacting your bank to be given a full refund of $75.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I thank you for your help.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm sorry that happened to you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you for calling LMAX.
All right. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye. And a safe holiday as well.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.